first phase was an online where we got over 200 submissions from the players and others on the issue, and that was compiled in the report that you mentioned. We have a number of further phases to come now. We are inviting various stakeholder groups in to address the working group and give their views on what they would like to see in a new Ireland. We are then in a third phase, taking the discussion into various communities across the city and district, taking views that way as well. It'll be quite a comprehensive piece of work once we've completed all of the three phases, and then we'll work out what further phases then we'll put in place.
And in the analysis published, there was a high level of support for Irish Unity. Would you be of the view that this has changed now in the intervening 2 years?
No, well, there's obviously a growing conversation and growing support for reunification. What we need to see happen, and this was also passed in motions in Dernster Band Council, we need to see the planning for that change, which will come, and that primary responsibility for that is the Irish government's responsibility. But in the absence of them putting the Citizens' Assembly in place, we as a local council are doing our job and consulting with our own ratepayers doing that. And we're not the only council that is doing this. Donegal County Council has a similar Irish Unity working group in place. We hope to be working closely with them in the time ahead. And a number of other councils across six counties have similar working groups also. Can't let the conversation be held back simply because the Irish government won't put in place the proper structures, because it's happening anyway.